Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, reports are that Meghan and Harry told the other royals, "You can't stop us from doing what we want," 1 year before Megxit. A source told The Telegraph, "There was a constant dialogue from the couple along the lines of, 'Why can't we do this? You can't stop us from doing what we want to do.'" Meanwhile, a source told The Sunday Times, "Harry was worshipped by most people in the household. Now most people are horrified by him. Staff are fearful of attacks on social media, and what bomb might land next," insiders added. Royal author Anna Pasternak told Fox News it might be difficult for anyone in the royal family to contact Meghan Markle out of fear that those conversations would potentially be leaked to the press. Pasternak said, "They don't trust her. They don't trust that if they do get in touch with her, that's not going to be reported through CBS. You can't go on international television, have an audience of nearly 50 million people globally, basically trash the royal family, and then expect them to reach out in good faith. It just won't work. It would be naive to think that this interview would prompt the royal family to instantly think, 'Our institution is all wrong. We're completely out of date. We need you to help us modernize.' Well, that was never going to happen. The reason the British royal family, the House of Windsor, has survived is because they have been quite ruthless in their survival mode, and they've stuck to the same traditions and protocols." Harry acknowledged that when he said, "My brother and my father are trapped," because he knows nothing is going to change. Will Meghan Markle return to the UK? Pasternak said, "My speculative answer would be no, not if she can help it. Sadly, I cannot see her ever becoming a loved and cherished member of the royal family with the unified respect and adoration of the British people. I think that ship has sailed. Many people feel the interview was a total lack of respect for the monarchy and, in a sense, for the British, because the monarchy is part of the British psyche. So this monarchy bashing can also be viewed as British bashing." Andrew Morton spoke to Vanity Fair and suggested the Queen will never give up on Harry, a feeling shaped by growing up with her sister Margaret. "I think the Queen knows that being the spare is hard, and a part of her recognizes that Harry was sometimes a bit of a lost soul, just like her sister. She has always wanted to protect Harry, and I think in part that's because she watched Margaret fall victim to the system. Shutting out Margaret didn't help, and the Queen has learned from that. She didn't want history to repeat itself with Harry. When you compare personalities, Harry is like Margaret, a royal rebel. Margaret once said, 'Disobedience is my joy,' and you see some of that in Harry. The Queen also knew Margaret sometimes felt like an outsider, and I think that's why she has made sure the door is always open for Harry to return to the royal fold. She will have a lot of empathy and sympathy for him because she grew up watching her younger sister act the role of the spare, which is not easy. She has a lot of affection for Harry. She was there the day Harry lost his mother and has been there for him ever since. She has deliberately taken him under her wing. I think as a grandmother, she's been far more understanding than as a mother at times." Palace Intrigue will be right back. From page 6, Meghan Markle's money is behind a trendy instant coffee brand that she touts for its ethically sourced ingredients from a business in a Chinese state accused of genocide, a new report claims. Clever Blends one-time oat milk supplier Xinjiang Haiyan International Trade was located within 4 miles of suspected detention centers, including an alleged re-education site, according to the Daily Mail and a company rep. The California-based company bills itself as a woman-led, mission-driven wellness company, even though human rights groups have urged Western companies to cut ties with the Xinjiang region due to systematic rapes there and the detention of 1 million Muslims in re-education forced labor camps, according to the report. It's virtually impossible to be sure that any workplace in the Uyghur region is free from forced labor, so no responsible business would wish to trade with any organization based there, Chloe Cranston of Anti-Slavery International told the paper. Sources close to Markle told the paper she would not work with a company that doesn't uphold the highest ethical standards and human rights protections. Prince William said the next decade would be one of our greatest ever tests in a video played for the charity Conservation International. "All of us, across all sectors of society, and in every corner of the globe, must come together to fundamentally reset our relationship with nature and our trajectory as a species. I truly believe that humans have an extraordinary capacity to set goals and strive to achieve them. The remarkable development of the COVID-19 vaccine in a record time is a case in point. We want to find the brightest minds and boldest ideas that will help us to achieve these earth shots. But it will require our collective energy, determination, and optimism to get there," Together we must unite every business, every community, every government, and every person around our common goal to repair the Earth. Together, I'm confident that we can begin to heal our planet, protect nature, and improve lives for billions of people today and for generations to come, he said. From the Express, Sean Smith, author of Meghan Misunderstood, The Truth About Meghan Markle, rejected claims of a feud between Piers Morgan and Meghan. Smith tweeted, "Let's be clear, you need two people to conduct a feud. Meghan and Piers Morgan are not engaged in a feud. She has never even mentioned him." He, however, has made, it seems, hundreds of negative comments about her that have won him so much amazing publicity and continue to do so. We'll have a lot more about Piers Morgan's thoughts on Meghan on tomorrow's podcast. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.